Summer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Ticket from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:16 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line, and we would like to advise everyone, especially those who say hello, Frisco, on a daily basis, that we will be saying it ourselves tomorrow, because we're going to be up that way at the Dr. Pepper Star Center. Now, tomorrow we're going to be trying out girls to play goalie for Subway Team Hardline and Speedy Oil Change Team Users in the Charity Challenge on I-7, which is coming up here in a couple months or so.
Tomorrow, Subway Team Hardline's roster will be complete.
That's right. We will have our goaltender.
Do we get to interview these girls?
Yes. We can do whatever we want to do. I mean, they're going to be working out, and we can have them on the air. I mean, you're going to be there with a wireless.
Fabulous.
So we're going to be able to interview them. And by the way, Rons, we're picking the best goalie. I don't care what she looks like. I don't care how big her jugs are. The best goalie.
I don't know, Greg.
No, I don't know about that. No, we're picking.
Look, we're not going to win anyway, so we might as well go with the girl with the biggest jugs.
No, we're picking. I don't care if she looks like Methuselah.
You don't care if she's a gal who likes to get her butch on?
So, that's who we're getting, no matter what.
All right. Well, I mean, that's up to you boys. I'm merely the
Don't you want to do that, Corby?
Yeah, I'd like to get the best goalie, but, you know, I'd like to treat this as a pageant as well.
No, I don't care what they look like. I mean, if they can play and they're the best one, doesn't matter.
All right, well, fair enough.
And by the way, I've been getting a lot of email on this. Yes, it's open to the public.
With
beer. You can come in and watch. I mean, now, they've already selected the girls who are going to try out.
Right. I mean, we're going to have a pool of about 10 to 15, I believe.
But if anybody wants to come up to the Dr. Pepper Star Center and watch all this, and I believe there's going to be a mass practice for everybody as well, right?
Yep, we're going to have a little practice session. And also, the Star Center's informed us they will be serving beer.
Beer.
Now, it's not free, but if you'd like to go there and purchase a few beers, well, you can do that.
Beer. So
it's going to be a fun time tomorrow.
I hope
a lot of P1s show up out there at Frisco. Plus, it's a great facility.
All right, now let's get back.
Frisco.
Let's get back into this Sting action. I thought of a few Sting songs, or a few more Police songs that I still like quite a bit. One is I Can't Stand Losing. You know that?
Yes.
Another is Driven to Tears. And another is When the World is Running Down. You like those?
I like all those.
And one reason I went to this the other night is because about when Sting first embarked on his solo career, he rolled through Reunion Arena. And I went to see him then, and he was great. I mean, he was just kick-ass in every way. It was wonderful. Just a tremendous show. But, as we said, his scene has changed a lot over the years. Which brings us around to this. And I'm directing this to the Cobra.
Snake.
Now, the Cobra Snake invoked the name of Rod Stewart a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he made his own position on where Rod Stewart's at these days very clear a couple weeks ago. Would you like to briefly restate that?
Yes, that he has cheapened his career and lost the respect of his fellow rock and roll contemporaries by singing the classic standards that he's doing now, walking around in a tuxedo and singing, you know, Frank Sinatra songs and stuff like that. He has cheapened his career.
So here is Cobra, totally just up the ass of Rod Stewart over this. Meanwhile, Sting has completely oasisized himself, and he gets a free pass, huh?
Now, I used Sting as an example in my Rod Stewart argument. Saying,
I don't remember that.
I did. I swear to God.
Never heard you mention
Sting.
I don't remember that either.
I swear to God.
Never heard you mention Sting.
I
don't remember that.
I said the only guy who has done this.
Go to the tape.
Who has aged gracefully and has made the segue is Sting.
I don't remember that.
Well, I don't care if you don't remember. I'm saying it now. And plus, let me tell you something. There's a big difference between writing your own music, which is still, I mean, there, at least he's somewhat holding on to what he used to do, just a tad bit.
So because he writes his own music, that makes all the difference.
Oh,
huh?
There's no question.
That makes all the difference.
Yes.
Never mind that that music has nothing. Never mind that that music bears no resemblance or only accidental resemblance to anything of substance that he once turned out. He's still writing his music, and that makes all the difference, huh?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. You go take a poll, a rock and roll poll of people that played rock in the 60s and 70s, and you ask them who they respect more, Sting or Rod Stewart, hands
and
down,
100%. And I guarantee you, they'll tell you Rod Stewart.
Why?
You know, probably
because he's queened out.
Probably a lot of them would like to play standards themselves. And for whatever reason, they just don't have the chops to do it.
You're right. Neil Young's dying to go do that.
Leave him out.
No, I'm not saying Neil Young is.
Well, okay, but I'm just throwing out a random name.
But I'll bet you a lot of other ones are.
It's real random.
Like Mick Jagger. I'm sure he's dying to do that. I'm sure he's just chomping at the bits to go
I
sing that.
I bet he would have no problem doing that.
Perhaps he needs to look into that anyway.
At least Mick's still writing rock and roll.
Right.
Sting's not.
And boy, judging what people have had to say about the last Neil Young album, maybe he ought to look into it too.
Hey, not every album's a hit, but at least he's still making them. Unless I'm not supporting
Never
Sting.
Never mind that they got nothing, huh?
I'm not supporting Sting's music. I hate his music. I think it's terrible. But he's somehow... You just said
somehow
it.
Gets a free pass.
You said it earlier. He is the essence of cool and has been that way for umpteen hundred years.
I'm not talking about cool. I'm talking about what he's turning out these days.
Okay, follow me here. Did you not say that he's cool, the coolest guy in rock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the coolest guy in rock, but what he's turning out is junk.
Right, it's crap. It's crap music. But he's trying, man. He's trying. He hadn't given up.
And he gets a free pass with you because of that.
And
I don't think Rod Stewart has given up. I think it's harder to do what Rod Stewart does
and do it
as well as he does it than it is what Sting does.
Oh, so it's hard to do a cover song of some guy who's been dead for 50 years?
It's harder to give those songs the proper treatment that it is to do what Sting
does. It's a give-up. It's a money-making ploy.
It's a pyramid scheme
of rock and roll is what it is.
No, that is so wrong, Cobra.
No, I don't know why you guys...
Usually,
you know what? Usually
you're a little bit more clear. I'm really surprised by you. Because usually you're a little more clear-headed on stuff like this.
I haven't talked to one person who is into rock and roll who agrees with you guys. I can't believe you're protecting Rod Stewart.
No, I'm not protecting Rod Stewart. If I thought what he
you
was doing...
You argued with me about it, saying
it
was cool.
If I thought what Rod Stewart was doing was bad, I'd say so. But I don't.
I think he sounds good doing it.
Sure he does.
I'm not saying he sounds bad. I think he's doing a great job at doing that
stuff. It sounds good. It's just a give-up. He has lost his rock and roll cred.
He's done it all. Let the guy do something that he's probably always wanted to do. He grew up with those songs. He probably wants to sing them now.
I'm just saying.
What's so bad about it?
He's tired of wearing pink leather pants and singing Hot Legs.
Doesn't have to. Wear some jeans and a
t-shirt. He can still do that. You know what? When he's done with this.
No, Rod Stewart can't do that. Rod Stewart is painting himself into a corner. He can't show up in jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay, so after this is done and he writes a rock record.
He will.
I don't know if he will or not.
It'll probably be great.
It'll be great? What's the last time he had a great record? 1976?
I don't know. I haven't followed his career since the 70s.
I can't believe you guys are protecting this guy.
Until you brought it up.
No, I'm not protecting
him. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it's well done, and he's doing a good job at it. It's probably something he wants to do. I don't think he's given up.
How's it any worse than Forever Young, a song like that?
It's not. I think Rod Stewart lost it a long time ago. But he just...
I think Young Turks was pretty decent.
He sealed his fate by doing this, by doing old fat women music.
Well, what is Sting doing? He's writing old fat women music.
True. Same thing.
He should be bitched out more than Rod Stewart.
But he's writing it.
Okay.
And he
he's turning it out. We don't need more old fat women music.
He somehow carries himself better than Rod Stewart. Snake. You know what? You're not... Okay.
Cobra.
I almost said that you're not going to see Sting on Oprah with 100 women crying out his name. But you might see that. He and Trudy on Oprah together.
Yep.
But I think Sting is embarrassed.
With 100 women crying out his name then talking tantric sex.
Yeah, and eating
pizza.
Yeah. But I don't know why. Sting gets somewhat of a free pass compared to Rod Stewart, and I don't know why. It's just that he's gone from one extreme to the other. And people who do rock and roll music should either quit or keep going in the same style that they were in.
Why?
Because it's rock and roll, man. It's a scene, man.
Okay, so you're a rock and roll guy, and all of a sudden you want to do something else. That's so bad.
How many times can you keep re-churning out Maggie May?
Well, keep trying to make a new record. You know, and something will happen sooner or later. Take Neil Young, for example. He went through his country phase. He went through his trans phase. But sooner or later, he'll come back around.
Well, maybe, yeah, like Rod Stewart's going through his, you know, big band phase.
You know, you didn't rip Neil Young.
I don't like it either.
For trying what?
But I don't disrespect him for it.
For having this basically an opera.
It was a
rock and roll
album that I love, and I think it has great songs.
You know what? You can't even speak about Neil Young unbiased, so don't even bring it up. There's no point.
I just respect the guys that just keep writing songs.
He never wrote songs.
Well, I know. That's his problem. He never wrote any of that stuff.
But he's a great performer. That's what he is. He's a singer, a performer.
And an interpreter.
If you asked him right now, would he rather have the audience he had in the 70s or the audience he has now? It would take him a nanosecond to take that audience he had in the 70s. And I'm telling you, he's embarrassed that giant lard asses are out there calling his name.
And
he's embarrassed.
I bet he's still pulling quality women.
Well, of course he is. He's worth $1 billion.
You know why that he's probably not embarrassed by it? Because if he didn't like what he was doing, he wouldn't do it because he doesn't have to.
No, it's ego-driven. He's got to stay in the limelight somehow.
No, I don't think so.
I disagree, man.
You know what?
And his ego has driven him to this.
I think if Rod Stewart wanted to go on tour and sing Maggie May and Hot Legs, he could do it and fill arenas.
He couldn't fill arenas. Now, he could probably fill Next Stage. Rod Stewart ain't that big, man.
Well, you think he'll fill Next Stage when he rolls around singing standards?
Probably so, because there's a lot of pizza-eating ladies out there who want to see it.
Why do you attack the ladies? Why do you attack the ladies?
Am I right? Is this not... I mean, what self-respecting guy is going to go out there and enjoy that? What fairy will go out there and be like, well, yay! Hooray
I will.
Hooray for standards!
If Rod Stewart comes over here,
you know what? You're going
That's
to...
That's because you're an old queen. You were two ticks away from being an old queen.
I don't think if you go see Rod Stewart that makes
if I
you
see a
queen.
Guy that's my age up there dancing and clapping when he's singing The Way You Look Tonight, I will personally go over and kick him in the balls because that is gay.
You're right. The people that he's appealing to is pretty gay, but these are songs that I guarantee you he grew up with and has always wanted to do.
Fine.
What's wrong with that?
To his concert. I already said I'm going to his show. And it's going to be
see you attack somebody.
98% women, and if I see one fat-ass woman pick up their skinny husband and he gets up there and claps, he's dead.
God, I love 3 coins at the fountain. Can I have a piece of that pepperoni real quick?
You're going to hate it. You're going to absolutely hate it. But you're going to come back here and be like, oh, man, it was so great. What a beautiful voice he has.
I don't know if I'll say it's great, but I guarantee I won't hate it because I like those songs. There's nothing wrong with them.
I don't think to Rod Stewart this phase is any more embarrassing than the 70s were for him because he was embarrassed by Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Sure was.
And the rest of that crap he put out in the
70s. I bet he wasn't either.
No, he was because he wasn't. He was more of a blues guy.
He was a punchline. That turned him into a punchline.
He hated it because he wanted to be taken as a serious blues type of singer before he got into that crap. He was pushed into that.
Is that when the joke rolled around about his stomach getting pumped?
Man, he was.
That's when everything started becoming a joke for him.
Do you think I'm Sexy was his Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire?
It was huge, though. I mean, it was a
when Billy Squire did Rock Me Tonight and did that video where he was gaying out all over the bed. That's the same thing that happened to Rod Stewart. He's embarrassed.
Well, it was worse than that because Rod Stewart was a lot bigger at the time than Billy Squire ever was.
You know, I'm to the point now where I just hate Rod Stewart. Everything he did from 1965 on, he should have been a shoe salesman.
Snake.
You're ridiculous.
The more I listen to all this stuff that he did and how he was a punchline, and now he's a bigger punchline.
No, he's not.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
He's got the respect of everybody.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
Except you.
Everyone loves him.
Except snake.
You and the very few people who agree with you on this
Only
stuff.
Everyone who's into rock and roll. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone who's into rock and roll is on board with Cabrera. That's right.
Can you say Fairy and Queen in that whiny voice again?
Fairy. Queen.
Not the Jackie voice.
You heard it.
Come on, give us the Jackie voice.
No.
Miniskirt. I don't know why you have to go and attack gays. That's not wrong
either.
That's not fair of you.
God. What's wrong with that?
Pizza eating ladies.
Right.
Yeah. Goodness, man.
No one hates the fat lady more than Corby.
Done with you. I went hogging in my days.
What?
I went hogging in my days.
No,
I had
you
my
didn't.
Share of the fat lady.
Well, proof positive once again why everybody hates the snake. 5:31 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. I believe we have the ranch report. Is that coming up next? Okay.
Here we go.